came out pretty healthy. Ones look sharp. Saw some good things. Jordan Wilmore really showed up in the scrimmage. The freshman running back. Very few penalties. A couple takeaways by the defense, which bad for the O, good for the D. But overall, a productive day, a long day. We had 120-plus snaps in addition to special teams work on top of that. So it was a good three-hour session.
Anybody pop besides Wilmore for you today, either side of the ball?
Individually, Julian Blackman had a nice pick. Jalen Johnson did some really good things. Francis Bernard, of course, the front four, always does good things. And offensive line started to look like a cohesive unit today. You know, very few issues on the O-line. I think we had one false start. Don't think we had any CQ exchange issues. Drop or two on the outside, which we've got to get cleaned up. But Tyler looked sharp. Deep balls were really good today. Deep ball, we connected on three or four deep balls that were right on the money.
Where are you guys in assessing the offensive line and finding your best five?
Well, we're going to we'll obviously dissect this film and watch it and then meet and start to determine who those five guys are that we're going to start working together right now. And that it wouldn't be set in stone because we still have 19 days, but we've got to have five starting on Monday that start to work together.
Coach Scally mentioned that defensively you're looking for more from the twos. They're still a work in progress.
Big drop
specifically
off.
What are you looking for them to accomplish over the next
more assignment sound? There's still too many man mistakes with the twos. Better technique, higher sense of urgency. I want to be really good. So if there's going to be a drop off, but right now that separation between the ones and twos is just too much. We got to shrink that gap.
How did the running backs look as a group?
Very good. Like I said, Jordan Wilmore was the guy that really had the best day. Zach Moss didn't take any hits today. Let's see, Devin Brumfield made some good runs. Devonta Henry Cole did a nice job. So there's three or four guys that did a nice job as running back. Charlie Vincent did some good things. We had the three scrimmage at the end, and he showed up and showed some quickness and some toughness.
You mentioned deep balls of the wide receivers
Jalen
who were making
Dixon.
Plays. Jalen
Dixon. He is a legit deep threat, as legit a deep threat as there is in the country, or one of the best deep threats in the country. He's blazing fast.
Sorry. Any update on Bam?
He's here. Yeah, he's practicing. The first 2 days he practiced yesterday and today, but a modified practice after he got cleared yesterday. Today, practice. Now he can put pads on starting Monday. You know, you have to go through the 5 day acclimatization period, and so he'll be able to put shoulder pads and helmets on Monday and start to be more mainstream than what he has been the first couple of days.
Is his weight where you want it to be at this point?
Yeah, he's not bad. He's 6'8", 337 pounds. And, you know, we figure maybe 330 would be about max as far as getting him down. So he's a big guy, 88-inch wingspan.
Sweet.
I don't know what Rudy Gobert's is, but it's closing in on that. Somebody find out what his is. Probably 90-something.
How's your depth at linebacker right now? Limited?
Limited. And, I don't know until somebody emerges. You know, we had another guy or two emerge, but right now nobody has stepped up to be able to say that, hey, they're ready to play. But Sione Lund is looking better, which is a positive. That gives us four. You know, with Devin Lloyd, Francis, Trenton Carlson, and Sione. But we need a fifth and ideally a sixth.
How about the kickers?
Kickers took a step forward today, but there was no separation. You know, they're all right around 70% make, which we want to be 80. 80 is, if you're 80% kicker, you're legit. And right now we're about 70. The good news is Matt Gay, at this exact spot in time, last fall camp was 68% with his kicks. And he just kept getting better and better. So we're looking for someone to separate themselves and then really take charge.
See Matt's kick last night?
I did. What was it?
55 in a game.
Before the win?
No, it was at the end of the half.
End of the half. Okay, it doesn't surprise me. He's good from 60 plus. So good for Matt. Thanks, guys.